This course is very, in fact, extraordinarily simple in terms of the principle by which we're asked to lead our lives. Extraordinarily simple. Just see, recognize the truth that everyone here is the same, and to that truth bring every single thought, feeling, experience you have during your day. Any thought, feeling, and experience you have that accentuates differences, that makes differences real, that gives the differences in the world, let alone the bodies in the world, power over you, bring those to the truth. And then you'll be able to say with Jesus, this is a quaint absurdity. This is silly. That's the reflection of heaven's truth of perfect oneness. But it is very difficult to see this world as quaintly absurd and ridiculous and silly when you're identified with your body. So where you begin, and once again, is not by denying your body, where you begin is by realizing that if you are giving someone or something power to affect your peace, it's your problem. That's not denying that people's egos are rampant in the world. It's simply saying, what do those rampant egos have to do with me? If I am upset, I have given the power to be upset to that person or that object or that situation. The only true power there is within the world of lies is the mind's power to choose. And it can only choose between two thoughts, love and hate, forgiveness and attack, between two teachers, Jesus or the ego. That's all it could do. Which makes this course, again, very simple. And just see how complicated you make your life. What makes any circumstance, any situation complicated and difficult is not inherent in the circumstance. If God did not create the world, does not know about the world, how could anything here be important, significant, let alone complicated? We weave webs of complexity to conceal the simple obvious, which is that my mind has the power to choose truth or illusion. Has the power to choose to be with the Holy Spirit or with the ego. That's it. Lesson 34 is another lesson very, very helpful to take with you every day. I could see peace instead of this. Which means if I don't see peace, it's because I gave my mind's power to see peace, to choose peace, away. That's the problem. You cannot hurt me. You can hurt my body. You can hurt my body's feelings, but you cannot hurt me. That's why this course is remarkably liberating. It frees us from all the burdens and all the prisons that this world would put us in. And the world has the power to put us in prison because we gave it that power. Our minds imprisoned us in guilt. And then we project that out and say, no, I'm not in guilt. I'm not in prison because of my guilt. I'm in prison because of your guilt, because of your sin. I did that. Your ego may have done whatever your ego has done, but you cannot take the peace of God away from you, from me. You cannot enshroud my mind in darkness. You cannot do that. Only I can by choosing the teacher of darkness. That doesn't exist. So I'm enshrouding my mind with a non-existent thought that comes from a non-existent thing, the ego. That is the simple truth. And so we made this world and made the world incredibly complicated because we made our bodies incredibly complicated. You know, sometimes people cite the complexity of the body as proof that only God could have created it. If God is perfect simplicity, all right, I mean, he'd be insane to have botched the job as badly as he did. Right? We're the ones who did it. Right? Yes, it was indeed God, but it was the ego God. And it deliberately made the body incredibly complicated and made living in this world incredibly complicated because the more complex it is, the more it rivets our attention on itself, which means we don't go back into the simplicity of the mind. You know, the beginning of chapter 31, the last chapter in the text, is the simplicity of salvation. You either choose truth or you choose illusion. That's it. And the way that translates into our everyday experience, because otherwise this is not practical. And one of Jesus' boasts for his course is that it is practical. So the way that translates, true and false, truth and illusion, translate into our everyday experience is anything that separates, anything that accentuates differences, anything that gives power to the external is false. Anything that sees God's Son as the same. Anyone who recognizes that every encounter is a holy encounter and understands why it's a holy encounter, that's a reflection of truth. Everything else is a lie. If you practice this, after a while, things will get very boring. Because you realize everything is the same. People thrive on excitement, right? We love excitement. Last night, my wife, Gloria, and I heard Tony Bennett sing a song, I Wish I Were in Love Again. I don't know if you remember this, it's an old song. Well, what that song says is, I like the lies. I like the excitement of falling in love. I know exactly what it is. There's a wonderful Shakespeare sonnet on that. I did a workshop with that some time ago. Right? But we like the drama of falling in love. Right? We like the drama of breaking up, only to start the whole thing all over again. Right? Right. It's special love that I wish I were in love again. That's what we want. We like the drama. We like the excitement. You know, this world, if nothing else, is exciting. Right? All kinds of things happen. You know, great, great drama happens here on a personal level as well as in the world at large. But we thrive on that. The media thrives on that. We all thrive on it. Because it denies the simplicity of salvation. There's one truth, there's one illusion. There's one teacher of truth, there's one teacher of lies. There's one perception that sees everyone as different. There's the one vision or true perception that sees everyone as the same. And that's it. And as you go through your day, you become more and more aware of how quickly you push that simplicity away and cloak it, right? In these webs of complexity.